Dan Tehan is the Liberal Federal Member for Wannon, which takes in Portland, and he joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Morning, Fiona. How are you?
I'm well. It seems everyone's blaming the government that you're part of for these job losses. Are you to blame?
Look, can I just say, first of all, my heart goes out to those workers who have lost their jobs. Yesterday would not have been an easy day for them, and I stand ready to assist and help them in any way that I can. And they should be first and foremost in our minds at the moment.
Yes, these 100 jobs going in your electorate, are you to blame?
Look, I am not to blame. And can I just say...
Is your government to blame?
No, look...
For the uncertainty surrounding the renewable energy target that your government has created?
No. What the government has done is done what it has to do by legislation, and that is a two-yearly review. Now, this has been going on since the renewable energy target first came to be. And it was the Greens in the Senate that put in the idea of a two-year review, and this has caused uncertainty throughout the
Are you
the
talking
screams.
There about the Warburton review or the Climate Change Authority review?
I'm talking about the legislated review, which has had to take place every 2 years. And if you remember going back that when the Labor Party was in government and there was that they went through and did their two-yearly review, we had similar problems. Now, one of the things that the government has on the table in its negotiations with the Labor Party to get a bipartisan outcome on the REC going forward is to get rid of the two-year reviews. And I think that is welcome, and that is what we need. We need to be now looking at what we need to do to put certainty back into the sector.
Well, putting certainty back into the sector, in opposition, the Coalition said they would keep the renewable energy target, got to government, said they'd scrap it. Now they're at a point where they have to negotiate with the Labor Party to cut it somewhat because the Palmer United Party says they won't support scrapping it and the Greens won't support scrapping it, of course. So you're at a point now where you're negotiating to keep it but in a lesser form, whereas before the election you said you would keep it, then you wanted to scrap it. So there is uncertainty, you've got to admit that, and that is what has contributed to these job losses in Portland.
Well, Fiona, let's get the facts on the table. Before the last
election... Are they not the facts?
No, can I've let you ask the question. Can you please let me answer if that's okay? Before the last election, we said that we would review the renewable energy target as we had to do by legislation, required by legislation. Plus, we said that we supported a 20% target. Now, the government has never said that it was going to abolish the renewable energy target. That is wrong. What we said is we would review it. Now, the review which came out and was put on the table by Dick Warburton, which was a review...
No, there was never
government.
A legislative requirement for that review.
All right, you ask your next question and then if I can finish, please. Can I finish explaining what has happened here? So the Warburton review was a review to government. The government has looked at that review and Ian Macfarlane has come out and said that we are going to maintain the red. We think that the target should be at a real 20%, but we are prepared to sit down and negotiate with the Labor Party to get a bipartisan outcome.
Because
and
you have
part
to.
Of that, as part of that, we want to take the two-year reviews off the table and get rid of them because of the uncertainty that they cause. Now, can I just have for a minute also talk about what Andrew Bray had to say? He has no credibility whatsoever on this. He is a Ballarat boy who has come into the electorate of Wannon and tried to meddle in this. When Mount Mercer Wind Farm was being built and all the towers were being imported, none went to Keppel Prince, and Steve Garner was out saying how bad this was. The Southwest Wind Alliance said zilch, right? So they don't have any credibility when it comes to this issue. They are playing pure politics with this, which is what we need to get is a sensible outcome going forward, which means that the workers at Keppel Prince can continue to have employment. The workers at Portland Aluminium can continue to have employment. Because you've got to remember, the RET was going to cost Portland Aluminium $10 million by 2017. And Keppel Prince actually contracts workers to Portland Aluminium. So they have an interest in it. We're getting the balance right as well. And that is my hope going forward.
You spoke about the review and the Warburton Review specifically, but there was never a legislative requirement to conduct the Warburton Review conducted by Dick Warburton, who is a famous climate change denialist. There is legislation requiring the Climate Change Authority to conduct a review this year, which they're about to commence. They're two separate things.
So the government said that it would conduct a review. So the Climate Change Authority is also conducting its review.
So that's the review you were referring to, though, because you're trying to make out like the Warburton Review was something the government had to do and that was creating uncertainty around the RET, whereas in actual fact that was commissioned by the government. Some say the answers were already worked out before the review was even started because the views of the person conducting that review were well known before that.
Well, some might say that. I think if you look at the panel on that review, that they are independent people who, if they were told what they were going to do, they would have resigned on the spot. They're not the type of individuals who would take directions on what they were going to find. The government said it would do a review before the last election. Now, if you have a look at the Warburton Review, the government was very clear. It said that was a review to the government. It wasn't the government's position. The government would, it would help inform the government of what it would do going forward. Now, we've come out and we've said that we want to keep the renewable energy target. We've made that clear. It is a billion-dollar industry. It was the Howard government who put the renewable energy target in place in the first instance. This was a coalition government initiative. And what we've also said is, OK, what's happening at the moment is with these two-year reviews, and the same thing happened under the Labor government. There was this uncertainty. I remember
the
scheme had to be
split. But since the Warburton Review, which was not these reviews that you're speaking about as part of the legislation requiring them, the Warburton Review is a different thing. And since that review, the industry has dried up. There's no market for wind farms in Australia because of that review and the uncertainty over the renewable energy target that that created.
Well, the as Steve Garner said rightly, sadly, it's been about 14 months since there's been any new wind farms, and that's so that. But that hasn't to do with when the government came in or when the review started. That has been going on since before the last election. The problem is the idea of these two-year reviews causes all the problems, and that's why the government has said it's time to get rid of them, or we've suggested we put them on the table and get rid of them. And we also need the wind industry, and there are some members of the wind industry, some companies in the wind industry who are very, very good at making sure that they use the local manufacturers. But there are others that do not. And one of the big problems we've got here, and Steve Garner is on the record as saying this, is that these companies are using the renewable energy target to build wind farms, and the towers, in some instances, are coming in, being imported through the Port of Portland, past Keppel Prince, and on the way to where the wind sites are. And so I think there is an obligation here from everyone to sort of say, OK, we could have handled this a lot better.
Do you admit that uncertainty over the renewable energy target has caused damage to the wind industry and also to regional areas?
What I'll admit is that since the renewable energy target came into place, the two-year reviews for the life of the scheme have always caused uncertainty. They caused uncertainty when Labor was in power. They've caused uncertainty when the coalition is in power. And I don't think there would be too many people who would disagree with that. And
but the Warburton Review, do you think that has created uncertainty with the RET and has caused damage to the industry?
Well, look, the issue is that the Warburton Review was a review to government. There was no reason why that review was taking place, why people can't keep adding to our renewable energy
because
capacity.
There's uncertainty about the industry.
But what is to stop if I mean there are people still going out and putting solar panels on their roofs? There is an ability for people to still invest in renewable energy. There has been nothing where the government has said, please stop doing this. There has been nothing to say that you cannot, by law, go ahead and invest in renewable energy. People are investing in renewable energy. So, there was nothing that's ever been said, please don't do this.
Dan Tehan, we are nearly out of time. I did want to ask, though, just back to those job losses, what more can the government do now to support those 100 workers who won't have a job in Portland?
Well, look, I've been in constant contact with Steve Garner, and I've said to him, obviously, that I want to help and assist how I can. He's looking, in the first instance, at voluntary redundancies, and then after he's been through that process, he'll have to consider the other action he will take. So, look, I'm just going to stay in touch with Steve and do whatever you know I can to help or assist. But obviously, in the first instance, he's offering voluntary redundancies, and then after that process has taken place, I will stay in touch with him.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Fiona.
Dan Tehan, the Liberal Federal Member for Wanin.